Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The founder of the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, Bob Penny, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, March 14th at the age of 90. Bob Penny came to Alaska in 1951 and loved to fish on the Kenai River. According to a post from the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, his commitment to our great state and sport fishing will be enjoyed for generations of Alaskans to come. In a video produced by River for Life and released online in February 2022, Penny stated,
I'm 90 years old, and I look back over the 90 years I've been very blessed in business and family and everything else. But the driving thing that has been part of my life, and my wife PJ will echo this, is working on the protection of the river.
In a statement released from his family, Bob was a titan. Everything he did was for the betterment of his family and the state of Alaska. We are lucky that he advocated and pushed us all forward. We will miss him dearly. And as Bob would say, God bless the Kenai, said his family. In a video produced by the Kenai River Sport Fishing Association, Penny stated,
my heart and soul is on this river, and I think it always will be.
Senator Lisa Murkowski released a statement about Penny. Today, Alaska lost a strong civic leader. The Kenai River lost a fierce protector, and my family and I lost a dear friend as Bob Penny passed away after 90 years of life well-lived.
He has been generous, he has been involved, and he's just always there. He's there for his friends, he's there for his family. Bob's just there for us.
Murkowski wanted to say, I've known Bob since I was a young girl, and my husband Vern knew Bob before he knew me. We shared a love of fishing, and the Kenai River is a special place for us because of Bob. For decades, Bob brought people together not only to fish the river, but to learn how to care for it and its bounty. He worked with Senator Stevens to build the Kenai River Classic, and I later joined him to establish the Kenai Kids Classic and then the Kenai River Women's Classic, fishing events designed to instill a love and appreciation for the amazing Kenai. Bob was a sharp and smart businessman, and he was engaged in his community and as a civics leader. He helped found the Resource Development Council of Alaska and the Mayor's Charity Ball, but he seemed happiest when he was on the river, surrounded by his friends and family. I will miss the quiet moments flipping for reds or enjoying a glass of good red wine around the fire pit talking politics, fish, and family. Penny was survived by his wife PJ, their 4 grown children, 10 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Memorial service details will be forthcoming. The family requests privacy while grieving the loss of their husband, father, grandfather at this time. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy has announced that Kelly J. Lawson has been appointed to the Kenai Superior Court. Ms. Lawson was selected from a list of individuals nominated by the Alaska Judicial Council and forwarded on to the governor. 4 nominees to the Kenai Superior Court were selected from a field of 9 candidates by the Alaska Judicial Council in a public hearing held January 24, 2023 at the Kenai Courthouse. Of the 4 nominees, Lawson was selected via tiebreaker by Alaska Supreme Court Chief Justice Daniel E. Winfrey. The 4 selections were submitted to the Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy, who, through the authority of the governor's office, selected Lawson to fill a Kenai Superior Court vacancy left with the pending retirement of current Judge Jennifer K. Wells. Ms. Lawson has been an Alaska resident for 46 years and has practiced law for 19 and a half years. Alaska wildlife troopers in February investigated the taking of silver salmon during closed season on the Upper Kenai River in Cooper Landing. A video posted on the Kenai Boys Outdoor YouTube channel revealed 3 adults had committed the following violations. Jacob Keels, age 22 of Kenai, was cited for removing coho salmon from the water and not having a valid sport fishing license. Ryan Cornelio, age 27 of Sterling, was cited for taking coho out of the water during a closed season. And Josh Letus, age 28 of Kenai, was cited for taking coho out of the water during the closed season and fishing without a valid fishing license. More on the story at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.